faith that doesn't flinch. Welcome to Faith Builders with Chris J., where we don't just read the Word, we let it build us. Today's episode is called Faith That Doesn't Flinch. This isn't a surface message, it's one for the furnace. For the moments when trusting God comes with a cost. Because real faith, unshakable, untamed, untouchable faith, often shows up when everything else is on fire. And if you've ever had to trust God while the heat was rising, if you ever face pressure to bow when your heart's a stand, then you'll feel this one deeply. Let's step into the fire together. Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego weren't trying to start a rebellion. They were just trying to stay faithful. King Nebuchadnezzar had built a massive gold statue and made it law that everyone had to bow when the music played. But these three young men, captives in a foreign land, cut off from the home, stripped of status, refused to worship anything but the one true God. And that decision, it came with a consequence, the furnace. Daniel 3, 16 through 18. We do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. Our God is able to deliver us. But even if he does not, we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold. They knew the risk. They knew the penalty. But they stood it anyway. Now, we might not be staring at a 90-foot statue, but the pressure to bow is still real. Bow to compromise to keep a job. Bow to people-pleasing to keep a relationship. Bow to fear to keep control. Or bow to silence to avoid standing out. We've all felt it. And sometimes, like these three men, obedience means isolation. It means being misunderstood. It means being labeled too serious, too spiritual, or too extreme. But here's the truth. Faith doesn't flinch, knows who it belongs to. It knows that no matter the pressure, the fire, or the fallout, God is worth standing for. Their words are some of the boldest in all of Scripture. Even if he does not. Let that sink in. They didn't say, we know he'll save us. They said he can, but even if he does not, we will still not bow. That's a different kind of trust. That's a no matter what faith. That's the kind of faith that does not make deals with God. It simply declares his worth. It's the kind of faith that says, I still believe even when the prayer goes unanswered. I still worship even with tears in my eyes. I still obey even when it costs me comfort, popularity, or control. This is faith that doesn't need a safety net, just a savior. Now Nebuchadnezzar was furious. He had the furnace heated 7 times hotter. These men weren't just thrown into the fire. They were thrown into intense fire. But what the enemy meant to destroy them, God used to reveal himself. Because as the king looked in, he didn't just see three men. Look, I see 4 men walking around the fire. And the fourth one looks like a son of God's. Daniel 3:25. Jesus didn't stop the fire, but he entered into it. The miracle wasn't that they avoided the fire. A miracle was not I'm sorry, it was that they were not alone in it. And when they came out, no burns, no scars, not even the smell of smoke. But the ropes that bound them were gone. The fire didn't touch what mattered, and it burned off what held them back. So what does this look like for you? Maybe your furnace isn't a literal fire, but it burns just the same. Maybe a diagnosis that changed everything. A relationship that ended in betrayal. A job loss that shook your identity. A silence from heaven that left you wondering if God hears you. Now here's the encouragement. You don't need to flinch, because your God has not flinched. If he's letting you walk through it, it's because he's walking through it with you. And just like those three men, you're going to come out with some things burned off and a deeper trust burned in. So this week, I want you to ask yourself, where have I been bowing to pressure out of fear? What areas of my life need even if faith right now? What will it look like to obey God with no guarantees? How might God be meeting me in the very place I want him to rescue me from? Let your faith be less about control and more about confidence. Less about outcomes and more about obedience. Let's pray. Father, today we choose to stand, even in the fire. We confess that we don't always understand your ways, but we choose to trust you anyway. Strengthen our resolve, silence the fear, burn off anything that keeps us bound. Let us be people of even if faith, people who trust your heart even when we don't see your hand. Remind us that you are not just a God who delivers us from the fire. You're the God who joins us in it. Thank you that we may never walk alone. In Jesus' name, amen. If this episode touched you in any way, share it with somebody. Remember to keep rooted in your word. Keep prayed up. Keep praised up. Thank you for joining me on this episode. I'll see you next time. God bless you and have a good day.